I have a very, maybe a tough question. So I want you to think about this question for a moment before you answer, okay? What does it mean to trust someone? What does it mean to trust someone? If you were to give a definition for the word trust, what would it be? And you can raise your hand. To believe them. And that's an excellent. To believe someone, right? So let's say it's the month of February or the first week of May, you never know, and it's cold outside. And you want to go outside with just a t-shirt and shorts on, because that never happens, right, parents? And your mom or dad says, no, you need a winter coat on. You're like, no, I don't. I'm fine. Do you think you need to trust what they say? Yes, right? Because they know you'll get cold if you don't go out with a coat on. Have any of you ever played any sports before? I thought so. Okay. So in a sports game, there's a coach, right? And a coach tells the players how to play the game well. It's hard to believe, but I actually played baseball one time in my life. And I remember my coach would tell me to hit the ball and get to first, but not to steal any bases. Maybe I wasn't that good. I don't know. But he would tell me not to steal any bases. But I wanted to, because stealing a base, which means running to the next base before, you know, the batter hits the ball, that looked fun. But I had to trust that my coach knew better than me, to believe that what he said was true. So why are we talking about trust? Because when Jesus walked this earth, he gathered with him his 12 closest friends, the apostles, and on the night of the Last Supper, he asked them to trust him. Now, what did he ask them to trust him? He took bread and he took wine, and when he took the bread, he said, for this is my body. And then he took the chalice. He said, for this is the chalice of in my blood. When he said that, ever since then, we've trusted that Jesus meant what he said. Here in a little bit, when you receive your first Holy Communion, you're going up, you're going to receive the Holy Eucharist for the very first time. What is the Holy Eucharist? Jesus! Very good! You're going to receive Jesus for the very first time. As human beings, as we get older, we can sometimes struggle to believe something that we don't see right in front of us. But we have to trust that what Jesus said was true. That this is no longer bread, this is no longer wine, but the body and blood of Jesus. Jesus asked us to trust him today. So once you receive Holy Communion, you're going to come back to your pews, you're going to kneel down, and you're going to thank Jesus. Thank him for the gift of giving himself to us. Because, you know, long ago when Jesus was with the apostles, after his resurrection, he was going to leave the apostles and ascend to heaven. And the apostles were a little nervous about that. They didn't like the idea of Jesus leaving. And Jesus said, don't worry, I will be with you always. We got to trust that Jesus meant what he said. I will be with you always. He's with us in the scriptures. He's with us in prayer. He's with us when we pray with others. But principally, first and foremost, he is with us in the sacraments, and particularly the sacrament of Holy Eucharist. Jesus ascended to heaven over 2,000 years ago. But ever since then, for 2,000 years, the church has always trusted Jesus, that what he said, he meant. And every so often, Jesus gives us Eucharistic miracles to affirm that as well in our world. As you prepare to receive Jesus in Holy Communion, say, Jesus, thank you so much for this gift. And then once you receive him, come back to your pew, thank him for the gift of your life, your family, the gift of himself. Now we're going to be crowning the Blessed Mother because Mary leads us to Jesus. If we stay close to Mary, we're going to be close to Jesus. What was Mary's last recorded words in the scriptures? Do whatever he tells you. Mary leads us to listen to Jesus. So we're going to crown her today because we know she keeps us on the straight and narrow. She keeps us close to Jesus. As long as we're close to Mary in life, we're going to be closer to Jesus. That's how it works. Moms keep us in line, don't they, right? We thank Jesus for the gift of Holy Communion. We say, Jesus, help me to trust in you always, that you meant what you said, that is no longer bread and wine, but the body and blood of yourself, that it's you we receive. What a gift. Always remember this day. Be thankful for this day, and always stay close to Jesus in the Eucharist.